Unfortunately, by now we are all way too familiar with the horrific events which unfolded last Shabbos, the last day of Passover, at the Chabad house in Poway, California, which resulted in the murder of one and the serious injuring of others, including the rabbi. The media coverage of this tragic event has been extensive, with various media outlets and pundits focusing on it from different angles, whether it's the global increase in anti-Semitism, the ascendance of white supremacist groups in this country, or the issues of domestic terrorism and gun control. While all of those may be legitimate issues for discussion and debate, I'd like to focus on a couple of other messages which might otherwise get lost in the shuffle. One comes from Rabbi Yisrael Goldstein, the rabbi of Poway Chabad, who had his right index finger shot off by the gunman. He wrote as follows in a New York Times op-ed. "I'm a religious man. I believe everything happens for a reason. I do not know why God spared my life. I do not know God's plan. All I can do is to try to find meaning in what has happened, and to use this borrowed time to make my life matter more. I pray that my missing finger serves as a constant reminder to me, a reminder that every single human being is created in the image of God, a reminder that I am part of a people that has survived the worst destruction and will always endure, a reminder that my ancestors gave their lives so that I can live in freedom in America, and a reminder, most of all, to never, ever, not ever be afraid to be Jewish. From here on in, I am going to be more brazen. I'm going to be even more proud about walking down the street wearing my tzitzis and kippah, acknowledging God's presence. And I'm going to use my voice until I am hoarse to urge my fellow Jews to do Jewish. To light candles before Shabbat, to put up mezuzahs on their doorposts, to do acts of kindness, and to show up in synagogue, especially this coming Shabbat." The second message comes to us courtesy of Dr. Howard Kay, husband of Lori Kay, who was murdered in cold blood. He said the following to Rabbi Eli Gwertz, National Director of Partners in Torah, who asked him where he gets the strength to continue in the face of such a tragedy. "From the Torah and my faith in Hashem, that he was trying to explain something to us and to give us subtle messages. This week's parsha, Achrimos, which parenthetically means after the death in reference to the tragic deaths of Aaron's two sons, which sanctified the name of God, that there was to be a Kiddush Hashem, a sanctification of Hashem's name for the world. But the whole aspect of it is how the Jew is to return back to Judaism. That's the true message. As a doctor, I know that sometimes an individual has to be shocked back into a regular rhythm and then can move forward. And that forward is through the three tenets of Judaism: the Avoda, service of Hashem, Torah and mitzvos, and daily Torah study. They're not difficult. In fact, they're very simple. As Hashem says, they're not in heaven. They're right down here with you to help you." In an effort to honor Rabbi Goldstein, may he live and be well, and the memory of Lori Kay, let's all try to take these poignant messages to heart and not let them fall on deaf ears, so that hopefully they won't have to be shouted into our ears ever again.